This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 6th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 39. It says there, "You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me." End of quote. The more you think about the scripture called the Bible, it amazes your minds and hearts. You see, the Bible has 66 books written by 40 authors over a period of 1,600 years. The Bible is written by these 40 authors who lived on different continents at different times. They all differed in their ages, cultural backgrounds, and lifestyles. Their lifestyles were also different over the 1,600 years because others included kings, prophets, priests, soldiers, shepherds, fishermen, tax collectors, and physicians. However, they all wrote about one theme, the redemption of humanity. The scarlet thread of the redemption plan is from the beginning of the book called Genesis to the last book called Revelation in the Bible. Beloved, this is the reason why the Bible did not originate from this planet Earth. It originated in God's mind, and the Bible itself testifies that it did not originate in the human will. However, 40 human authors over such a long period in history penned it. 2 Peter 1:21 says this, "They spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." End of quote. It is a fascinating usage when it says the authors were carried along by the Holy Spirit of God to write the scripture called the Bible. Jesus said to the Jews who meticulously searched the scriptures, the Bible, because they knew in it they can find eternal life. And he said that, and that is our today's insight. He said the very scriptures that you learn testify about me. Listen, on the day of Jesus' resurrection from the dead, two of the disciples were going to a village called Emmaus. They were very sad about the crucifixion of Jesus because they hoped he was the one who would free them. While they were walking and talking, the resurrected Jesus approached and began walking with them. They saw him but did not recognize him. Jesus asked, "What are you discussing?" They stopped and looked very sad about what happened in Jerusalem, the death of Jesus. However, they said, "Few of our people went to the tomb of Jesus early on that morning and did not find the body there. They who went to the tomb reported they had seen angels who said that Jesus is alive. Some men from us also went to the tomb and found it empty." You know, they were sad and puzzled with all these different reports. At that time, Jesus said to them, "This, you are slow to believe everything the prophets already said in the Bible." He asked them this question, "Didn't the Messiah have to suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then Jesus began explaining to them what was said about him throughout the pages of the Bible, from Moses' teaching and the prophets. End of quote. Later, when they reached home and Jesus disappeared, they said to each other, "Weren't we excited when he talked with us on the road and opened up the meaning of the scriptures for us?" End of quote. You see, the meaning of the scriptures. The meaning of the scriptures is about Jesus Christ. Is there any other book on the face of the earth written by 40 different authors with the different lifestyles over 1,600 years portraying one theme? What are the odds of seeing a book like that? You see, from the pages, the first page of the Bible to the last page of the Bible, there is only one central theme, and that is how to come to God and enjoy His peace and fellowship. In other words, how to get redeemed or saved to experience God's loving companionship is the theme of the Bible. And Jesus is the fulfillment of all the scripture. All 66 books in the Bible pointed toward Jesus as the only Savior who can ultimately save people from their sins reconcile them with God the Father, grant forgiveness and eternal life. You see, what we lost in Eden's garden, the sweet and loving fellowship and friendship with God, is restored to us by the sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection of Christ on your behalf. And it is appropriated by the faith and trust in the work of Jesus Christ. In short, Jesus paid the ransom for your redemption by His blood. The Bible wraps the redemption plan in its last book called the Revelation by portraying the picture of God dwelling with His people and wiping every tear from their eyes. Revelation 21:3-4. The Bible affirms this truth. The blood of Christ shed on the cross is the only one way to get reconciled with God and live with Him in heaven at the moment of your death. Acts 4:12 says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." End of quote. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, the Bible that you gave me in my hand amazes me because it did not come from this earth. It came from you, and every word of it is God-breathed, as the Bible says. Only you can produce such a wonderful book. I know you wrote a personal letter to me in the pages of the Bible, and I can read and understand it in my own language. How wonderfully you restored all we lost in the Garden of Eden by the person and the work of your Son and the only Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Father, I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins to restore me to full fellowship with you. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for saving me and granting me eternal life. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.